Well, hi, everybody. My name is Jim Burns, and this is your anti-bullying tip of the week for the week of October 21st, 2013, right here in the Bullyproof Classroom. When we give instructions to a student, we make two very important assumptions that may or may not be true. We assume that they heard us and that they understood us. Dealing with student behavior requires as much instruction as does the academic curriculum. What do you do if you ask a student to do something and they don't do it? The assumption is they were being uncooperative or maybe even willfully disobedient. That may or may not be the case. Before imposing a consequence, question the student to determine if they did hear and if they understood, and leave the child with a warning. The warning is not a prelude to correction, but rather an opportunity to determine if your instructions were clear. If the behavior continues even after the warning, then you can be sure the student is being uncooperative. The trick, though, is to only give the student one warning. Too many warnings will only frustrate you as the teacher and send inconsistent messages to the student. A student who is a bully may need continued instruction about his behavior. Don't let his behavior stop the process. Lastly, always be sure to impose the consequence after the warning. Never give up and always be consistent. My name is Jim Burns, and that was your anti-bullying tip of the week for the week of October 21st, 2013, right here in the Bullyproof Classroom.